Blog Talk Radio.
We welcome you from the Blog Talk this morning. Great way, thank you. This is the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line. And we just have come on this line this morning to give God glory and to give him praise. I was thinking this morning that would be a wonderful way for God to get a lot of glory. And that is Mother Wilson mentioned on the blog line last night, which was off the chain. My God, people, after it was over, they stayed on the line at least 30, 35 minutes praising God. Yeah. And then the youth prayer line, it was off the chain. My God, on Thursday night, last night, with Ambassador Nina Hodges, and on Tuesday night, with Ambassador Eleanor Pfeiffer. Oh, my God. God's blessing. But last night, Mother Wilson mentioned the fires out in California. And it's so out of control, it's burning up thousands and thousands of acres. God showed me how he could get glory. Let's pray, and may the Lord will reveal it. Lord, we just thank you, thank you, thank you this morning. You are God. Nobody else is God except you. Remember how you hurled the sun into space. Who could touch the sun like that with your hand and hurl it into space? Thing called the light day and the darkness night. Do it so explicitly that if the sun would move a few hundred feet away from the earth, we'd get cool. Get closer to the earth, a few hundred feet closer, and we get hot. And God, we're experiencing that through this global warming. And we want to just recognize that you're doing it. God, is there anything too hard for you? Thank you for Mother Wilson, who mentioned last night the fires out in California. I'm asking you, Lord, as we studied how rain forms, how the moisture ascends up into the heavens and causes clouds, and then the clouds burst and sends rain. There could be no way that the moisture could ascend up into the heavens over that fire in California, because it's burning everywhere. But I'm asking you, Lord, to cause a dark cloud, send a dark cloud over that fire area. And in the name of Jesus, nothing is impossible for you. And God, let the cloud burst and let these folks know that nobody could have done it except the Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you in the name of Jesus to do this for your glory. That man might know that nobody did this but you. I don't mean to interrupt your plans. If it's not your plans to put the fire out, to burn up more acres, God, we certainly submit to you. But if it's not, I'm asking you to get the glory out of that situation and let a dark cloud form over it and send rain over that fire, put it out. Oh, you know you can do that, Lord. Look at Elisha and Ahab. Ahab put meat on the altar and called on his gods to send fire down from heaven. And it could not be done. Send fire down, period, brother. But it could not be done. Oh, God, but when Elisha put the meat on the altar and put water all over the meat until it dug trenches and put water and ran down into the trenches and called on you from heaven, and you sent the fire down and burned up even the meat and the water all around in the trenches. You know, just reverse that, Lord. Well, you know how to do it. I'm sorry. But actually, I'm asking you just to put the fire out and let them see that it was you who put the fire out, and let people all over California, those who are believers and even non-believers, give you glory and give you praise and thank you. Yeah, God. In some way, somehow, let the news reporters catch someone saying, thank you, God, people without homes, whose homes have been burned up. Let them reveal it and let them show that somebody recognizes that you did it. It couldn't be nobody but you who did that in the name of Jesus. I'm just asking you, not for me, but for the glory of God, if it pleases you, amen, and if it's in your plans to do so, if it doesn't disrupt, thank you. And look on everybody on this prayer line. Bless them. If you can put fire out, God, you can bless them. Well, somebody has their back against the wall. Don't worry. God, I'm asking you to turn it around. Touch, bless, make a way. Someone is sick. God, turn around and bless them. Someone is in trouble, going to court. God, get in that judge's heart who thinks that he's the God over that court, that nothing can change what he says. Oh, God, I'm asking you to look on those precious persons who have been sentenced unfairly. Didn't even commit the crime, and the judge gave him 30 years. Didn't even commit the crime, and the judge gave him 50 years. And yet here, white-collar crimes committed, and the judge gives him 1 year in a country club place. We need your help. They need your help. Fix it, Lord. You, God, nobody else but you. I'm asking you to fix it, unfairness. God, help the judges, I pray, to be fair. You placed a lot of power in their hands and let them recognize that without you, they could do nothing. And, God, they are to be as fair as they possibly can. Remind them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, bless these mothers who are raising children. I pray that you turn the children around and let them become more God-minded than man-minded. Everywhere they turn, they're seeing sex on television. Everywhere they turn, they're seeing all kinds of things taught to them. Demonology now, they're trying to teach it. And I'm asking you, God, to turn it around and destroy even the thought of teaching things like that. Oh, God, you can make people and cause them to do anything. Like you cause them to praise you in California. You cause them down there in Louisiana to praise you. How can you get the glory out of that? That's one of my lifelong goals, is to get you more glory. Fix it down there in Louisiana, around Baton Rouge, all those areas, where they got flooding everywhere. God, I don't know how you can fix that. I'm a man, as you know. But you, God, you can fix it. You can somehow open up those areas that are where the water can drain out of there. And you can cause it to drain out somewhere and all the water go down. I'm asking you. You got the waterways. You made them. I'm asking you, God, to open up the waterways and let the floods drain out so those people will not be in flooded areas. Oh, God, drain it out somewhere. I don't know where the water will go. That's how you get the glory, and you know. I'm just saying this for these people, but you know how to drain anything out. You can bless I'm asking you to turn that around. Everywhere, Lord, you can get glory, let it be so. Let man, let woman, let boy and girl, let them look up, let them look down and see your glory. Oh, my God, let them look down with the flood and see the flood evaporate. Let them look up with the fire, Lord, and see the rain coming. Put the fire out and then put the flood, take the flood away. You did it all, Lord. You did it for Noah. Oh, God, as he and his family, when they had left in that boat. And God, all of a sudden, you dried up. The whole earth was underwater. How come you can't take away a little flood? You can. There's nothing impossible for you. I'm thanking you for it in advance. I bless the people here, everywhere, every participant on the front line, as we give you glory and give you praise. Be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Bless, bless, bless. Bless, 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 bless. Heal, heal, heal. Heal, 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 heal. Make a way, make a way, make a way. Make a way, make a way, make a way. And we'll give you glory and the praise shall be thine. Thank God. Amen and amen. God bless all of you who are on the front. My God, he's in the blessing business. We look for him to touch. We look for him to deliver. We look for him to make a way. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. Good morning to y'all. Are y'all awake? Good morning.
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 Good morning. Yeah, my. Somebody didn't speak, but I thank God for you. Amen. Thank God for those who were awake and who could say good morning. I tell you, y'all want a good laugh? I said,
yes.
Y'all want a good laugh.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, if y'all want a good laugh, I tell you
yes.
What, get up and go look in the mirror. Lord have mercy. It's a wonderful day to give God praise and to give him glory. If you realize now, I know there are many people on this line who do realize how good he's been. And if you're one of the people who realize, who just realized that he woke you up this morning and started you on your way. Why don't you get up? Sit up just a little bit. And why don't you give God some praise, everybody? Open your mouth and thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, want y'all to know I appreciate you. Amen. And I love you. I want to keep trying to show you. Keep trying to show you there's a lot of difference in loving a person and adding appreciation to it, too. And so many people who say that, I love you, but they don't appreciate you. Man, it's a wonderful thing to be appreciated. Amen. Like the song I told you I wrote called Love Talks. Yeah. That song was given to me by the Lord. It talks about it's not the way. It's not the way you say I love you, but the things you do that makes your love. And it makes a lot of difference. Amen. I just want to tell y'all that I not only love you all, but I appreciate you so very much. Thank God for you getting up and being on this line. And I'm thanking you because it really blesses the Lord. Amen. You make him visit us because he inhabits the praises of his people. And he'll stop what he's doing when you're praising like that and see, who is that praising me like that? Who is that making a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands? He does know, but he certainly will take time and bless you. Father, we're asking you if you would take over this prayer line this morning in the name of Jesus. Let the Holy Ghost reign. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you. God bless all of you. I want to open the line for somebody who's experienced the blessings of the Lord and to give him praise and adoration. What's a getting glory? And let me tell you, if you want to get some blessings from the Lord, just learn how to give him glory. Yeah, he's not going to let no man take his glory, and he's going to get his glory. But learn how to get him glory, and even to ask for him to reveal his glory. Amen. It's up to him, but I believe that he will. Amen. So like on Albert's train about the fire and the flood, amen. You know, he controls both of them. So he will make man see that he's the one who evaporated or took away the flood, the waters. He'll let man see that he's the one, the only one. The fireman can't put it out. Amen. It's some of those old things from the old church, the real old church were here. They were here. They'd be singing, there'll be a fire one day that the fireman can't put out. and then all of a sudden, God put it out. And people will know that it had to be God who did certain things in this life. So that's what I'm after. They'll know that God put it out. Didn't want the fire to start. Didn't want the flood to come. But since it's here, we got to give God, you know, we got to ask him if he would intervene. Amen. Anybody, all I need is one person to help me and to join me because the Bible says, if any two of you shall agree on earth, as touching anything that you shall ask, it shall be done for you of the Father. If I can just get one person to agree with me, that's all I need. Right. Who would do that? Anybody?
Lord, yes.
Call your name out. Say, I'll agree with you. Anybody?
Ambassador Watson, Carbon, Texas. I agree.
All right. That's what I need. All right. We agree that God will do this. Amen. And God, your word says it. And you certainly cannot let your word be a lie. We ask you to do this. And I want you to do it so that man knows that you did it. Let these people openly on the news, thank you, and help the news broadcasters and put it in their heart not to throw it out, but to show it that somebody is thanking you and saying that nobody could have done it but God. The rain came and put the fire out. I'm just asking you, that would give you glory, Lord. Would you let them catch it? And would you let them show it?
and the world will know that only you did that in the name of Jesus. Down in Louisiana, do it in a way where they'll know that you took that water away in the name of Jesus that somehow it drains so quickly. Or I don't know how you're going to do it, but just get the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Who has a praise report of what the Lord has done for you? And let me get somebody to get that. Mother Digby, are you there this morning?
Yes, I am.
Mother, you're just such a blessing. And you sound, you know, so wonderful. I want to ask you if you would get the praise reports. I know you got one.
Yes, I have.
Everybody realizes the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for you. It's Mother Jessie Digby. All right? Give us the praise report and then open it up for people to give praise reports. God bless you.
God bless you. First, giving honor to God and to Dr. Johnson and to everyone that is on the line. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness to me, how the Lord keeps me by the day with a mind to wholly follow him. And I thank the Lord for that. I want to say on yesterday, we went to, it was supposed to give the sentencing to my grandnephew, but they said they didn't have the truck. We waited from about 9 o'clock in the morning till 12:30 in the day, and they said they didn't have the transcript, so they didn't send us on yesterday. They postponed it to September 22nd, but I thought about what the scripture had said. All things work together for good to them that love God. And
Mother,
people know how God is working things out, but I'm just going to be thankful. I'm not looking down, but I'm thanking God for his goodness, because so many times our children learn lessons, and they learn them the hard way. Sometimes we try to tell them and they don't get it, but God has a way to teach them. And I think however the Lord works it out, I know it's for the best. And I thank the Lord for that. I thank him for all of his goodness to me, for how he keeps me by the day and how he supplies all of my needs. I thank him how he healed my body so many times. I thank God for how he healed me of migraine headaches about 10 years ago. And I thank God for that, because migraine headaches are really something, but God healed me from that, and I haven't had one in about 10 years. I'm not bragging, but I'm just thanking God for his goodness and for his tender mercies. The Lord is good, and he is worthy to be praised. I want to say I thank the Lord for that. And just here, the line is open to each and every one that would like to give a praise report this morning. The line is open.
Hold on. I want to pray for you, by the Lord. Don't let that mean evil devil who heard her praise report get so mad he's trying to bring something on her. No, shut the back door on that.
Amen.
She's praising you, and God, let your glory be revealed. Keep her in the name of Jesus, and keep these headaches away from her. I'm asking you, you God, nobody else. And then another thing, Lord, I want to thank you for them not being able to find those transcripts on yesterday. It may have been a bad day for that judge.
Amen.
Who may have been going through something that he was angry in his spirit. But you look at his face. Yeah, he may have been angry about something, and if that boy had come before him, who knows what the judge may have done. But God, we want to thank you. All things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. God, let him fall before, if it's thy will, before a judge who is not vindictive, before a judge who is not angry about anything, but who has a compassionate heart in the name of Jesus. Let him, if he has to come before that judge, let him come on one of his good days. In the name of Jesus, and bless that boy. Thank God. Amen. Go ahead, Mother Dickie. I have
thank
to catch
God. Thank God. The line is open, saints. I know the Lord has been good, and sometimes you have trouble getting off of mute, but come off and tell of the goodness of the Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This
good morning.
Is Ambassador Watson Carbon, Texas, area code 832. I just cannot be slowful with the Lord, because he's been so good to me. And I know y'all hear my voice all the time, but God is so good.
And he's been so good to me. And I was just thinking when Mother Big was talking, you know, it's something when you've been through and you forget about it. And I myself suffered with migraine headaches so bad, me and my son both. It was so bad that we both were under the medication, and the Lord healed us from that. And my son had them so bad, he was going to seizures. And I was the only one that would. He would just take off down the street, running towards the throughway. And I would run behind him, and I would catch him, and I would just hold him until he would come out of that. And the doctor always told me, if you're going to bring him to the emergency room, bring him on the onset of that headache. That way, you know, he wouldn't go into that. But I know y'all had been praying for my son and his job. And on Monday, he came home. He said, Mama, we're going to need to have family meeting, which we did. And they did dismiss him from the job. But he has. But I thank the Lord for that, because we don't have to be so sorrowful, don't have to hate. You know, when you start not wanting to go to the job and they're picking and everything you do and all that, and you, he said, Mama, I was one of the top performers. I said, but the Lord trying to tell you something. I said, take this time to be you and the Lord. Let him speak to you, and he'll direct you in the direction that he wants you to go. I said, you've been through so much this last year, well, all your life, but God has always been there for you. And he's here with me, and we praying during the day, and we're laughing and talking. And I said, Lord's going to direct you in where to go. I said, don't worry about the bread or whatever it is. God's going to pay for that. He's always care of you from the first day you were born up until now, and he's not going to turn your back. But I thank the Lord for the prayers and all that type of thing. And all, it does hurt, but God's going to heal that hurt, and he's going to point him in the direction that he needs to go. And I just thank the Lord for this prayer line, and thank the Lord for Ambassador Johnson, Lady Betty. And I know my 2 minutes is up, but y'all have a blessed day and a blessed weekend. And I love you, and God loves you too.
Love you too, Mother God. Thank God for that beautiful testimony. Anyone else, the line is open.
Can I say this, Mother Digby?
Amen. Mother Cobb, Ambassador Cobb, down there, you own it. You got the right approach. I never will forget when we flew, Betty and I flew with Dr. E.B. Hill, and we went to Paris with him. I never will forget it. The bags were delayed probably about 4 hours. You know, when people get off the plane and they told us to go straight to the hotel. They took us straight, and they would get the bags and bring them on. But the real truth is the bags were lost. They were really lost. And rather than upset those people, with Dr. Hill, he had them to come together for a family meeting. Amen. And said to us, he said, oh, we in Paris, y'all. We in Paris. He said, I know all of y'all want to go out and see Paris for a little while. And I'm not going to be hard on you. Before y'all even check into the rooms, well, the rooms weren't ready. He said, before y'all even check in the rooms and before you even take your bags and unpack, we're going to give y'all about 4 hours, maybe 5, to go out and look around Paris and just enjoy yourself. Just go out and enjoy yourself, everybody. And the people start cheering, yay, you know. But the real truth was the bags. And the real truth is the hotel wasn't ready. But instead of taking that negative, two negatives, he took them and turned them into positives. Well, they went out and spent about 4.5 hours, maybe 5 hours out in Paris eating and shopping a little bit. And when they got back, the airline had bought all the bags to the hotel, and all the rooms that we needed were ready, and they didn't have to experience that. So you have to learn how to turn those negatives into positives. That's my message to you today. Turn negatives into positives. God bless you, and hopefully that will help somebody. God bless you. That's back to you, Mother Digby.
Amen. It helped me already, because I don't like negative. I have to keep a positive attitude and positive about different things that's happening to you. Because if you can make it through it. And I think, and be happy. And I thank and praise the Lord for that. Thank you, Dr. Johnson, for those words of encouragement. The line is open, Saints.
Praise the Lord. I would like to just thank God for his goodness and his mercy and for bringing us to the flood. This is in Bethlehem, Johnson from Baton Rouge.
Oh, my God. I've been trying to reach you. Oh, my God. Somebody give God a praise right here. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. All the lines have been out.
Down there where the flood
Lord.
Is. My
thank
God. Pastor Johnson, we've been trying to reach you.
Oh, thank you, God, for you all. Thank you, Doctor. Thank you, Dr. Elect, Lord, and your family, and all the whole prayer line. And everything went out, so we couldn't really get things either to come in and out of the car, and you can't hear, and the power, and everything. But I just thank God for bringing me through, and I just pray for so many. Oh, just devastation. And I just thank you all, and you keep us in prayer, and I give God all the glory for letting me be alive.
Now, does the flood hit your area, Mother?
Yes, It flooded the It flooded the air. My house is still standing. So where did the others all destroy?
Your house is still standing.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you. All around me.
How come y'all can't praise God with this precious woman? She's down there in Baton Rouge where the floods are and her house is still there.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Mother, spell that Baton Rouge. I can spell it, but somebody might be having a little hard time.
It's BATON, capital ROUGE.
GE, okay.
LOUISIANA.
So that's Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Yes.
Louisiana, you can just abbreviate and put, I believe, L-A.
Yes, L-A.
All right. That's Ambassador Ernestine Johnson.
Yes.
What was the street again? The number?
Okay. 6436. San, it's
F-A-N. It's in San.
San,
Drive. All right. Now that's 6436.
Yes.
San Juan Drive. S-A-N,
yes.
Juan, J-U-A-N, Drive. That's
yes.
J like Jaguar. J-U-A-N, Drive.
Yes.
That's in Baton, B-A-T-O-N, Baton Rouge. Baton is spelled B like boy.
J-U-A-N.
Baton Rouge. R like Robert. R-O-U-G-E. G like go E. R-O-U-G-E. Baton Rouge. Then capitalized L-A, Louisiana. So the zip code is 70811, is that right?
That's right.
70811.
Yes.
You got it, and we certainly have been praying for you, Mother. And
oh,
God,
thank you so much.
Our prayer. He's answered our prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
I don't know why. Well, I guess I do know why he put that flood down there on my heart this morning. And here you are on the line.
Oh, yes. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank God for blessing you. What a praise report right there.
Thank
oh,
you.
Yes.
Brother Jenkins, God bless you. Get one more praise report, Mother, if you need me.
All right. One more praise report. Who would like to be that one more person? Amen. This is
good morning,
Sister Fryer.
Good morning. Go right ahead.
Go ahead, Sister Fryerson.
Good morning. This is Ambassador Fryerson, area code 616. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. The line has already been addressed, and I just want to say I thank God for waking me up this morning. Thank God for starting me on my way. I thank God for his many, many blessings because he has truly been good to me. And I just thank God for each and every one of you. And I'm just asking that the saints pray for a friend. Her name is Nancy, and her daughter had a seizure at the rehabilitation facility. And from the facility to the hospital, she had a total of 8 seizures. And in the process, one of the nurses let the bed railings down, and she had a seizure, fell on the floor,
oh,
and hurt her head. But I know God is able to do anything. And he had Ambassador Ernestine Johnson to call, and I know God can heal her from the seizure.
Amen.
And I thank the Lord. I don't know Ambassador Ernestine Johnson, but I'm just glad that she's okay and that her house is still standing.
Amen.
Beautiful. Let me say a word on that, Mother. What's Nancy's last name?
I don't know Nancy's last name. I met Nancy when my mom was in rehabilitation.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a senior, but I don't know her last name.
But she had 8 seizures on the way to the...
Her daughter, yes. Her daughter was visiting her at the nursing home facility where they do the rehabilitation. And she had started having seizures there, and they rushed her to the hospital.
And she had those 8 seizures on the way.
Yes.
Who can feel that? Somebody, I can pray for right now, but I'm trying to, the Lord, not me, but the Lord is trying to grow y'all. And who can feel that? Who would like to pray for that precious lady's daughter who's had those 8 seizures? If you'd like to pray for it, the line is open to you.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you this morning and thank you. Thank you. Thank you for watching over night long last night. Thanking you, Heavenly Father, for our early morning rise. Thank you, Lord, the blood is still running warm in our veins. Father God, you are a doctor. You are a healer. You are everything that we need. And Father, we just ask you this. I don't know her name, but you know her name. You know her mother's name. But I just ask you this morning to heal her from the seizures that she has had. And Lord, you said she hit her head, but you can heal her. I know you can. Because without you, we can't do nothing. But with you, we can do all things. I'm just asking you to bless the young lady. Bless her, Lord, that she will be all right in you. And thank you for your goodness and your mercy. And Lord, I know that you is God. And besides thee, there's none other. We want to ask you to bless sick everywhere, all over the world, land and country. Go with the one behind the prison wall, Father, and have mercy upon the one that's on the battlefield. Lord, we just ask you to go with the afflicted, go with the bereaved, go with the nursing homes everywhere. So, Father, we just want to say thank you today. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. We ask you to bless the prayer line. I know it's many sat on the prayer line sick this morning, but you was a doctor. You ain't never lost no patient. And I just want to say thank you. And I pray you. And Lord, without you, it would be impossible for us to please you. And I just ask you to go with us and stand by us. Give us strength where we're weak. This day be a day that we can remember that you woke us up and started us on our way. And I just want to say I thank you and I praise you. Bless Dr. Johnson. Praise his daddy. This is all one by one. Lord, I mean that. Bow my eyes and cross all my teeth, let you know all about me. You made me. I just want to say I thank you. I thank you. It could be me this morning having seizures, but I thank you, Lord. You've been so good. You've been so merciful. And you've been so kind. I just ask you to bless me, young lady. That's a mother. Lord, go with it. Stand by.
Thank you.
Oh, God, I just want to say I thank you.
Thank you.
My ex-husband, he is in the hospital. He has seizures. And they put him in the hospital.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I just want to say, bless everybody, everywhere. Oh, I just want to say, thank you. Bless little children. Bless the parents of these children.
Yeah.
Oh, God, go with us and stand by. Keep us in your care. Oh, God, without you, we can't do nothing. I just want to say, I pray. I give you glory and honor because it belongs to you. You made us, you know all about it.
Yes.
Father, you know the day is coming when we all want to be sick with one thing and then another. But I just thank and praise you today, because today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Thank you.
And I thank you and I praise your holy name.
Yes.
These blessings I ask in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Wonderful. God bless your mother, Willie Johnson.
Yes.
Amen. All right. Anyone have a prayer request this morning? And thank you, Mother Digby. You did an awesome job this morning. Thank you. Anybody have a prayer request?
Yes. This is Sister Coleman.
Go ahead.
This is Sister Coleman of Kansas City.
I have a prayer request. I got a